Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. You're welcome to our show Everyday Muslim on your Women's Radio 91.7. I am your host for today. My name is Latifa Oluwakemi Sadiq, aka Buttercup. You're welcome to the show. Today, our topic is an interesting one. It's busy yet empty. Where has the barakah gone? And discussing this topic with us today, we have an esteemed guest with us. I would like to introduce our guest. He is Sheikh Daoud Adelakun. You're welcome, sir.
Welcome, ma.
Sheikh is with us in the studio today. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, Sheikh Daoud Adelakun is the chief missioner of the Association of Muslim Professionals. He's the chief imam of Omitoro Central Mosque, Ikorodu, and the chairman of Hablu Cord Charitable Foundation. You're welcome, sir. Thank you for joining us. Now, I'm sure after all of the festivities and all of that, this question for me is a really important one. Busy yet empty, where has the barakah gone? There are a lot of times where a lot of people experience this, whereby they are just working, going up and down, you know, putting in the hustle. And sometimes you try to wonder, is this a motion or progress? You know, so hence the question, where has the barakah gone? Now, we are living in one of the busiest times in human history. From morning till night, we are moving, working, chasing deadlines, responding to messages, trying to stay ahead. But here's the irony. Many people are busy, yet they are unfulfilled. Active, yet restless. You know, achieving, yet not at peace.
Allah Akbar.
So the real question is, you know, are we not doing enough as it is?
Well, what happened?
Yes,
what happened? Where's the benefit of all our efforts?
In fact.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi samil alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa halul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Lillahi alhamdu wa thana. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati kullaha min sharri ma khalaq. Bismillahir ladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa'i wa as-sami'ul 'aliim. All glories and adorations and praises and eulogies are all the rest of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We thank him, we appreciate him, we adore him, we glorify him. We testify to his oneness. We know that without him, we couldn't have been existing.
No.
He's our creator.
No.
He's our nourisher.
No.
He's our sustainer.
No.
He's our provider.
No.
He's our protector. He's all in all for us. We've got nothing but him. We couldn't have come to the world if he had not created us.
No.
And that is why every believer will know from the topic we're going to discuss today that nobody has a right in this world. Is except what Allah has given to him.
No.
Whatever we have in this world is but a privilege. And whatever efforts we make, except it is blessings, we can get no results. And that is why we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the path, to his path. And for sending Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us to guide us into knowing exactly why we are created.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the topic which is we're going to discuss today. Barakah. Like I've said, we make efforts, we strive, we struggle, we struggle, we work hard, day and night, and 24 hours appears like only 2 hours to us sometimes. You say, where is the 24 hours? The day is just gone?
No.
As if so the day that the Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived in, Noah lived in, Abraham lived in, other messenger lived in. As it's a different number of hours that makes a day, then where has the barakah gone? Our forefathers, our salaf, our leaders, we see them, they achieve so much in their lifetime.
No.
And yet here we are getting nothing. What happened to the barakah? Like my sister have just said.
No.
Now we need to understand what barakah is itself. In Arabic, linguistically in Arabic, it implies stability, firmness, like a camel kneeling, growth and increase. But contextually, it is defined as a settling of divine goodness in something. What do we mean by stability or firmness? Baraka, actually an Arabic word, comes from camel. A camel, when it kneels down, says barakal, Barakal Jamal. That's the camel has actually kneeled down, being firm and strong. And that is why I say whenever somebody does something and that thing become firm and become increased, they say there's a baraka in it. So it's called baraka. That's why it's called firmness. So in usage now, it is when Allah's blessings force on anything, then it becomes blessed, it becomes baraka. And that is why in everything we do, baraka lahu fi, baraka lahu fi. That means your effort is not sufficient.
Yes.
Like when you pray to Allah, you say, Takabbal Allah, Allah answer my prayer. Even though you have a started effort to pray, you still ask Allah to accept my prayer. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he built the Kaaba with Ismail, what he says, was Sharifa Ibrahim al Kawada al Betu Ismail call Rabbana Takobal Minna in the Kadisame Dua. Allah, accept this from us. They have made effort. They have strove. They put all their energy to build it, but they say, Takobal Minna. Allah, accept it from us. So that blessing of Allah upon anything is called Baraka. It is not the effort, it's not the energy, it's not the time. It is the blessing of Allah upon that which you have done that is called baraka. And that is what's important in everybody's life, to know that there's nothing you can achieve in this world except Allah puts his baraka in it. Now we have to know, how does this baraka emanate in emanates in man's life?
Yes, how does it manifest?
How does it manifest in man's life? That's what we want to look at today, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. That has been very insightful, because baraka is a term that a lot of people use. Oh, barakallahu fi, barakallahu fi. So you've given us an insight. Now, this brings me to the next question. How does a person actually recognize baraka in their daily life, or notice when it is missing? Because yes, we've just explained what baraka is. We understand that, okay, Allah puts his blessings on an endeavor, notwithstanding our efforts, however small or big. But how does one recognize it in their daily life, that, oh, in my life today, it's are you baraka. Sure there's baraka?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Like we have said, baraka is an abstract noun. It's sometimes you can see physically, so that can be felt. Just like say goodness, good. What is good? Good is relative. Bad is relative. You can only feel them. Beauty, you cannot touch them. This is what is called baraka. This is what is called this. No, but you can feel them. It is the blessing of Allah that descends on man that's come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like I say, where is the soul in your body? Nobody can tell the soul. You can tell the body. But see the person living, from what he's doing, you now notice that this person is living because it's moving about. The same thing for what everybody does. What the work it does, you now see the manifestation of the blessing of Allah on that thing. You say, oh, this job has baraka. So you want to see, how do we recognize that there's a blessing on any act that one does? First of all, you have to understand that if one does not actually believe in Allah and worship Allah and praise Allah and Allah is pleased with, there will be no baraka in his work. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Surah Al-Tu'a, he said, "Waman a'arada an zikri fa'inlahu manshitan donka." Whoever turns away from my remembrance, he will have a constricted life.
Subhanallah.
So for one to actually have baraka in his life, he has to do obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So baraka is not having many possessions, but the true richness in richness of the soul. The message of Allah says, baraka, it is not having too many possessions, but the richness of the soul. In other words, it is contentment. So how do we know there's a baraka? If you have contentment, you know there's a baraka in your job. Allah has given you small. With that small, you are happy, you are contented, and you thank him for it. That means there's baraka. Baraka is manifestation and is usage of whatever Allah has given to you in the righteous way. When you use it in the righteous way, that means there's a baraka in it. Allah has given you knowledge. When you're able to impart knowledge on that people, that means there's a baraka in that. That is why you're able to impress knowledge to other people. Lots of people know, but tell them to come and teach, they cannot teach. They cannot explain to people. They have that knowledge. So that means there's no baraka, because they cannot impart on people. People cannot benefit from you. People are rich. If you cannot benefit from wealth, from your riches, it means that there's no baraka in it. So when people are able to benefit from whatever Allah has given to you, that means that thing has baraka. When you're able to use what Allah has given to you in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means there's a baraka in whatever Allah has given to you. When you are contented, whatever Allah has given to you, Allah be dhikr latatma in al kulub, and there's baraka in that thing which Allah has given to you.
And then, how can one recognize if it is missing?
And we're coming to that. Okay. I'm just talking about how it manifests. When there's consistency in doing good, you do something and you continue doing. Except, for example, now we just finished Ramadan.
Yes.
Which is the latest we have now. We just finished Ramadan. We all fasted 29, 30 days and everything of Ramadan. Then you want to see, does that Ramadan as Baraka? Is it blessed? Because only one says blessed, accept by its own Baraka. Well, that doesn't accept that Ramadan, there's no Baraka in it. No. And we fasted because we were expecting that. We must come Ramadan, Iman, and Saba. Whoever fasted the month of Ramadan with faith in Allah and expecting reward, then Allah says, I will forgive all his sin. Mm. What we want is forgiveness. Mm. So how do we know that our Ramadan is fasted? Mm. One of them is that consistency in what you have been doing in Ramadan, doing them after Ramadan. Mm. That's why we have the sister Shawwal.
No.
Whoever that's able to fast sister Shawwal after fasting Ramadan, without any sickness, not that because he's sick or anything, and he's healthy and he's able to fast it, that means there's barakah in that Ramadan that he has done, is accepted. Whoever that continues doing good deeds, feeding the poor, being sincere, being honest, having integrity like he used to do in Ramadan, not fighting anything, that means there's a barakah in it. And that is why Rasulullah says, I want to remember that this now. Khairul amal adwamahu in kolla. The best of these are those that are done continuously, even if it is small. So when you do good things continuously, there's baraka in that good. Otherwise, it is show off. Just do it once and leave it because people want to praise you and they have praised you. That's a show off. But there's baraka, you keep on doing that thing all the time, consistently. That is called as a baraka in that particular thing. When you're able to thank Allah for whatever Allah has given to you, Allah has blessed you, and you say, Alhamdulillah. Allah said, La in shakaritum. If you can both thank me in Quran 14, ayah 17, ayah 7, sorry, Surah Ibrahim. If you thank me, I will definitely increase for you. So if you're able to thank Allah for whatever He's given you, you've seen it in the way as commanded, there's also baraka. That is a way to do what this person's blessed as baraka. Not that because he built many houses, he had many cars, he had many wives, he had many children. That is not baraka. Baraka is using all those that has given to you in the righteous way. And consistently, not just to show off to some people, that's a manifestation of baraka in your life.
In a present life. Thank you so much. That was a really robust explanation. Because what that means is that even if what you have is little,
it's little.
You discover that you have peace at heart.
At heart, thank you.
You have peace
at heart. Peace of mind.
And you are able to actually use it, and it is enough.
It is whatever you have, you are contented with it, are you able to use to actually influence other people's life. That's why Allah says, Wa man ato wa tako, wa sadaka bil usna, fasanu yasiru lil yusra. Whoever we have given, and for what has given to him, he thanks Allah and he touches other people's life, will make things easy for him.
Now, yeah, Ustaz, just to be clear, because the opposite of what we have just said now is that where a person feels constant heaviness or doesn't feel a sense of contentment or fulfillment in what they're doing, it implies that there's no baraka in
it.
But there is a thin line between contentment and ambition, wanting to be better, wanting to do more. So how does one actually distinguish? Is there any way that one can really notice that, it seems baraka is missing in this, beyond, you know, striving to do more, wanting to be better?
Now, when you strive to, Allah wants us to be striving.
No.
Allah does not want us to just be stagnant.
No.
That's why He has given us intellect and has given us ability.
No.
And because He has given limited time to spend in life, so we want to use those period to be productive, that one.
No.
So if you don't even use them, it's a sin for Allah.
No.
A Muslim must be ambitious, you know, trying to be better, and touch many people's life, and study more, acquire more knowledge. You have to keep on acquiring knowledge so that you will be able. That is why Allah says, Wakur Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Wakur Rabbi Zidni Ilma. I say, Imam said, tell Allah, it does not say Allah give me more wealth, give me more money, give me more. They say, Wakur Rabbi Zidni Ilma, oh Allah, increase me knowledge so that I can benefit people, I can reach out to people, I can touch many, many people's life. So that is, ambition is good in Islam, but ambitions on what is righteous. When you are ambitious, you want to have more and more and more on what it is permissible. It is baraka. Once you just want to have more and more and more for the worldly things, it means lack of baraka. So the thin line between the productivity and baraka is that baraka is what you aspire to have more to touch more people's life.
while appreciating what you currently have.
What you have already. Mm-hmm. This is Alhamdulillah for what I have, mm-hmm. and I want to, because Allah said, La in shakaritum la azid, and if you thank me, Allah said, I'm going to increase it myself. Mm-hmm. And the moment he increases it, means you are going to use it more and more and more. Mm-hmm. So the more you use it, the more Allah increases for you. Mm-hmm. And that is why a Muslim is ambitious to increase in acquiring wealth, acquiring knowledge and everything, but to use them in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Al-Qasas, Quran 25, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَرُ الْآخِرَةُ, and seek from what Allah has given to you the life of the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, don't forget your right in this world. You have a right.
No.
You have a purpose in this world. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, and be good to people as Allah has been good to you. So it's, if you don't have, how can you be good to people?
Of course.
If you don't have, how can you give?
No.
If you don't have knowledge, how can you impart knowledge on people?
No.
All that you have been doing is because you have knowledge.
No.
You have the skill.
No.
That's why you'll be able to ask these meaningful questions and present it well, and be able to hear it and benefit from it.
No.
So we have to aspire to improve on ourselves.
No.
To have more, but to use it in the cause of Allah.
Allah.
So when we do that one, that is means there's a baraka in it, and it's emphasizes that baraka.
No.
That's the difference between just being ambitious for worldly matters and being ambitious for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No. Thank you so much, Ustaz. It's been really an interesting and thought-provoking one.
Alhamdulillah.
And it brings me to the next question. You know, if we bring it closer home now, how do simple daily habits, like in our mornings, our salah, and even how we use our phones, how does it affect the presence of barakah in our lives?
Alhamdulillah, like I've said before, like this of Rasulullah, which I've not quoted, Mr. Rasulullah says, "Laysa al-ghina kathrat al-'abd, walakin al-ghina ghina al-nafs." Say, barakah, it is in contentment of the soul. It is not plentifulness, having so much that is desired by Allah, but being contented with what Allah has given to you and seeking to increase it in order to touch people's life. Now, a Muslim lives his life, his life daily as a believer. So everything the Muslim does that is right is out of ibadah. That is why even in the course of marriage, the Messenger of Allah says, Wafi budi adukum of ibudu alukum baraka, that even copulating with your wife is baraka. Even accepting your husband to stay with you is baraka. Because why? Even though it's enjoyment between them, but because it is done in a righteous way, it becomes baraka. So everything a Muslim does, in as long as it is done to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in as long as it is done to obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in as long as it is done following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it becomes an ibadah. So the same thing happened a fajr. You know, as I say, we should wake up in the morning, we do a Fajr prayer. It's always difficult to do. But when you're able to wake up in the morning and do Fajr prayer, it means there's baraka in your life. So it's using to get baraka. And the Messiah says, you know, barak fi ummati fi bukhurihim. Allah bless my ummah in their early morning activities. So use early morning activities to even face your job, to do righteously, is called, you know, worship. So it is because it's manifest in the everyday life of a believer. Also, it's our salat. Do your salat on time. Subuh, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Do them on time is a sign of, you know, showing barakah in your life. Daily activities that show barakah in your life, that you do. Because any other thing you do, if salat is missing, you know, it's all zero. We all know as Muslim. Awwaluma yu'asa bi yawmil qiyamati as-salat. The first that's going to be the day of resurrection is salat. If salat is intact, then other things can be checked. If it's not there at all, then other things not avoid. So keeping your salat on time at the right time is a sign of barakah. And we must know as Muslim that as a Muslim, doing salat does not mean just praying subuh, dhuhr, asr, but praying them on time. That's what gives you the more reward. Just like in English, you say justice delayed
is justice denied.
So when you delay the time of salat, you have denied the barakah of that salat. Yes, you have done it, but you lose the barakah.
Let's save us from that.
That's a different thing entirely. You lose the barakah.
Now, Ustaz, before we go on, I would like to let our listeners know that they can call in to join the show and share their thoughts. The numbers to call are 07000 717 917 or 091 559 17 917. I'll take that again, 070-0091-7917 or 091-5591-7917. 7917. You can call in the show to share your thoughts. Now, thank you. We're still speaking with our Sheikh, and he has been sharing a lot of insightful details with us regarding our topic today, busy but feeling empty, where has the baraka gone? And that brings me to the next question, Ustaz. We said, to what extent do our sins, whether obvious or subtle, affect baraka? Can this be why someone feels constantly busy yet sees no real progress or peace? But I want you to touch on this in about 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Like you said, I've talked about Salat the other time.
Nah.
Let me conclude on it. Because Salat, I said, I last talk about Salat, the purpose of Salat itself. Nah. Because if you don't know the purpose of Salat, we'll be missing it.
Nah.
We'll be missing Baraka.
Nah.
Allah says, Inna Salata, Taniha, Alfa, Shayo Munkar. What brings problem to man is this world.
Nah.
So, what will prevent that sin? You see, when you do Salat regularly, it should be able to prevent you from committing sin and all illicit acts.
Nah.
So, you feel your phone usage. All the time, most of the time, we have our time on phone. Salat regularly. It means it's time for Salat.
Mm.
And because you're conscious of Salat, you'll be able to get distraction from all evil things and get attracted to good things.
No.
Now, coming to your question about
sins.
Sins.
To what extent do our sins, whether obvious or subtle,
that's
affect baraka now?
So, the major problem why we have problem in this world is because of sin. You remember why we all came to the world. Why did Allah send Adam to the world? Because of what? Sins. Because Allah said, don't do this, and he did it. So most of us, we are denied most of the things we want in this world because of sin, knowingly or unknowingly. And that is why istighfar is the most important. And so I quote istighfar rabbakum inna wakana kafara. Yusru sama alaykum idrara, nidikum bi amwalu wa banina, yakun janat jalakun nahara. That's baraka. These three things of baraka, rains of baraka on you, good children, that's righteous children on you, good habitation on you, this one hereafter, all are bars of baraka. They can only come when you are free from sin, when Allah forgives your sin. So as a result, when you continue committing sins to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah denies you baraka. Allah specifically told us about some stories in the Quran. One in Surah Al-A'raf and one in Surah Al-Saba. In Surah Al-A'raf, Quran 7, Ayah tells us in Surah Al-A'raf, Quran 7, it says, وَلَوْ أَنَا أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَكَذَّبُوا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says in Quran, Quran 7, Ayah 96. See, if the people of the towns, that's people of Mecca at that time, if they had believed in Allah and feared Allah, and they refrained from committing sin, Allah says, will have opened upon them blessings from the heavens.
SubhanAllah.
Blessings from the heaven and blessings from the heart. But what? They disbelieve in Allah and they committed sin. So therefore, their lives become shortened. Therefore, their ways of provision becomes shortened. They have so much, but they are not happy. They have money, they are not fulfilled. They have children, children are not beneficial to them. When you have children and the children are not beneficial, they died at no baraka. When you have money and you are not contented, that money has no baraka. When you have houses, still you cannot be content. You still want to bull more. You cannot sleep in any. There's no baraka. So sin actually is one of the greatest source of reduction in baraka, and it reduces baraka when you commit sins. And that's why I say every time I say you must do astaghfirullah all the time. The best one says, I used to do it even 100 times every day. Astaghfirullah. Despite that, is the one Allah has forgiven all his sins. It does astaghfirullah all the time, because the cause of lack of baraka in everything that we have is sin.
So invariably, what this means is that we have to continue reflecting, from time to time, because what are the sins, both some hidden ones that are just creeping on us that we don't even, avert our minds to, and then some major sins that one can say, oh, this is a sin. So we have to avoid those things to ensure that our endeavors
you have to run away from sin, especially haram. What Allah has called haram. What Allah has called haram.
Okay, Ustaz, so we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're welcome.
Am I on to Ustaz?
Yes, please.
My name is Tyra Sadiq. I want to thank Ustaz for putting us through all he has been explaining. I want to actually ask, can one really measure Alaa's Baraka with physical wealth or physical achievement or other things, that other materials that are visible? Knowing fully well that there are some instances where you have average people, very low people, and the so-called less privileged or poor people who still manage to pay their bills, manage to eat the little they can get, and they still send their children to school. And at the end of the day, you see these children becoming big, very wealthy and notable people in the society. Can one really say then that Alaa has put Ibaraka on whatever that low-income Anna or the poor person has done? That's why the children achieve those. Whereas we have some very rich people who have who are actually known to be rich, and they still send their children to higher institutions, very expensive schools, to send them abroad, and they come back, and yet some of them do not make it. Are we going to say Alaa's Baraka is not on them? Please, can you just try to explain that to me, because it confuses me a bit. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Grandma, for calling in. We appreciate that.
Alhamdulillah, I think I can get the question frankly very well.
Yes.
He's talking about being wealthy.
No.
And is wealth or is indication of baraka?
Yes,
as if because
exactly.
You're wealthy, doesn't mean there's baraka.
Yes.
And if you're not wealthy, doesn't mean there's
no baraka.
Mean
there's
no
baraka. Yes.
Wealth is a sign of baraka.
No.
If it is used properly.
Okay.
Look at in the Quran, Allah tells us everything balances it.
No.
Look at it tells us about Sulaiman and Dawood.
No.
They have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nahl and Surah Al-Naml. When Allah talks about Dawood and Sulaiman, it's so Allah has blessed us so much, me and my father, and has taught us how to list, how to hear the tongue, the language of the bird and of the animals, and has given everything. And we thank Allah. And Sulaiman, what was he going to say? Allah says, Rabbi awzi'ni. He says, Rabbi awzi'ni, oh Allah, teach me and ashkura ni'mataka, how to show appreciation, how to show gratitude for what you have done to me and my father. Wala wali, one amala saliha, and to be able to do good deeds by those things which you have done to me. Taridahu, that will give you, that will please you. So tadaw, one amala tadaw, I will be able to please you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah gives you wealth and you're able to thank Allah and use them because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is baraka. Having money alone is not baraka. Baraka, Allah can give money to anybody, whether you worship or you don't worship. It's not a source of money. Money is not a source of the same. But what you use that money for and how you use that money is what is called baraka. So if you then, how does it all this time is that the source of that money, if the source is haram, if it is true interest and true other evil deeds, and you don't try as much as possible to do a lot of good deeds to wipe away some of the mistakes you have committed before you realize committed them, that may reflect on your children. And that is why we must understand that our children, the children we are last given to, they are your, the product of your own activities. They are your achievements. Their own children is their own achievement. That's why you see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prayed that who I mean dhurriyati, Allah says, I'm going to make a leader for mankind. He said, and my generations to come, my descendants. Allah says, yes, those who follow the path of Allah among them, they will be successful. Those who betrayed, those who slipped away from the path of Allah, they will be doomed. So if Allah has blessed you and you spend it, say your children to spend university, there's nothing wrong in that. If Allah has blessed you, let it show in your wife, let it show in your children, let them go to good school, let them use good cars, let them eat good food. There's no problem with that. Let them do that one. But when you do that in the cause of Allah, then Allah will bless them. But even if you are poor and you struggle to make money and send your children to school and your means of livelihood is only through haram, then don't expect any reward from that. I don't expect any goodness from them.
No.
That's why the children turn bad after those who have actually, you know, committed them.
No.
So being rich is not a yardstick for baraka.
No.
And being poor is not a yardstick for lack of baraka.
No.
Being rich can be with baraka, it can be without baraka,
no,
depending on what it is used on by you.
No.
By showing gratitude to Allah for what is good, there will be baraka. Gratitude brings baraka.
Thank you so much, Ustaz. I hope our caller was able to get that. Now, you're still tuned in to WFM 91.7 and you're listening to Everyday Muslim. The topic today is Busy Yet Empty, Where Has the Baraka Gone? And we've been speaking with Sheikh Daoud Adelakun. Thank you so much, Sheikh. It's been quite insightful. Now, I also want to ask, Ustaz, many people today rely on planners, apps on their phones, and productivity systems, yet they feel overwhelmed. How does Islam shift our understanding of managing time beyond just techniques?
Alhamdulillah. Because time management is one of the most important things in life. Allah has told us, has created us with a limited number of time to spend this world. You have a starting time and you have a head time. What do you do between the two? And that is why the Messenger of Allah says that on the day of resurrection, there's no one that will pass by Allah except to be asked about five things. And one of them is that it's going to ask you about your time. What have you done with it? Your worth, what have you done with it? Your youth, what have you done with it? Your life, what have you done with it? So what we do with our time really matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it swears by time wal asr. Because time is very, very important to every Muslim. So anything you want to do with your time, you have to do it just according to the times of Allah. That's why Allah even brings salat. To know that time is tickling off, subuh is gone, zuhr is gone, asr is gone, that day is gone. That's why there's timing for salat, there's days, there's eat and everything. That's what we'll be able to do. So most of us today will be listening to planners and everything. We don't know that this planning you plan, there's nothing wrong with that. But plan it along with Allah's dictates. If a Muslim wants to go out, I'm coming here from Ikorodu to Arikpo, I want to look at time. This is 12 noon, I'm going to finish program. Where am I going to be at 1? What am I going to do with my zuhr? I should plan my time such a way that I will be able to observe my zuhr at the right time that is there.
Without it, you know, conflicting.
Not conflicting. Whatever my planner, I must plan that someone's telling me I will be able to pray my zuhr at the right time that should be done. That is how a Muslim does his own thing. He does not allow time to take him away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he allows time to make him remember Allah and tells him that, the number of years I'm going to spend on life is actually decreasing. Like somebody wants to do bad day. Somebody calls me, Sheikh, I want to do bad day. I want to come and pray for me and do so. I will tell you, look, I'm not coming. If I want to come, I'm going to call in one condition. The condition is I will tell you the number of years you want to spend on life is reduced by that number you want to celebrate. If it is 100 years, you want to spend 50, 60. No, nobody love you have to spend life. It's reduced by So if that is the purpose, no problem.
And just to add to that, Sheikh, I've interacted with people whereby it down to even fun activities. I want to go and spend some time with my family.
Yes.
Or I want to go and do some fun activities.
Yes.
Okay, that venue, is there a mosque around there?
That is it.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Thank
if
you.
There's no mosque around there, yes. Is there a way we can have some mats? So that
where we can do our prayer when we go for a picnic, you know, everything with our family.
Yes.
That is very, very important. So,
and the whole point about planners and systems, those things are supposed to aid time management. So that feeling of overwhelm, what can one do to ensure that, notwithstanding the efforts that one is making, one doesn't continue to feel overwhelmed?
What you do is that you have to say remember of Allah all the time. Allah be dhikr la tatma'in al-qulub. It's only with remembrance of Allah that man can find rest. Whatever you achieve, whatever you want to do, once you put Allah first in anything you want to do, you'll be able to achieve it. You'll be able to achieve it. So wherever you are going, plan your time along with Allah's commandments. You are supposed to spend time with your family, visit friends, go to work, go to park, go to hospital, whatever you want to do. You just plan along with Allah's time. Don't expect Allah to adjust his own timing for you. Right, it's you that's going to adjust your own timing to suit Allah's plans. So all our planners, all of whatever we do, the apps we do, we should plan along with Allah's planning. So it does not contradict Allah's intention with whatever he has designed for us. And we should know that is why it says that in Suratul Takathur, in Quran 102, ayah 1, Salah, Hakum Takathur. How long will you keep on timing apart to amass wealth? At that Suratul Mukabir, until you're going to be taken to the grave? That is time you're going to know that you don't have time at all.
No.
The only time what you have time for is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your time. So we must plan our own time, all our time, along with worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And once and those intentions are renewed, the worship reflects in all our actions.
That is it.
Worship is not just to be in the mosque from morning to night.
The intention, and not going about the intention activities. Is to be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So even in your work.
Even in your work, in everything, that's why we say daily activities. Even in your work, in your earning, everything must be to. That's why I want to see what I want to earn, this money I want to earn. Is it halal or is it haram? Because it is haram, you just acquire the wealth to call the wealth. You just acquire for nothing.
No.
It will not benefit you.
No.
That's why the message of Allah says, who among you that is more pleased with other people's property than his own property? Who among you that is more pleased with others' property than his own wealth? They say who? He said a foolish man. He said if that is man, if a wise man, you have only three things. What you ate and you defecate. The clothes you wore and you dashed out. And the gift you give to people, these are the only thing you do and the worship of Allah. Others belongs to people. So whatever you are going to do, you are going to do conscious that I have limited time to spend this world and I'm going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything I want to do must be weigh it. Does it suit Allah? Does it not suit Allah? And that is why there's one particular hadith that most of us misinterpret or don't look at it very well. It says, "Min usun Islam li mar'i tarku ma la ya'nihi." This is one of the best quotes of a good believer, is to leave what does not concern him. What does not concern a Muslim?
No.
What does not concern a Muslim? People are fighting. People are not so what does concern. What does concern? What will not give you benefit?
No.
What will not give you baraka?
No.
Does not concern you.
No.
If I do this, will I get baraka there? No, that will leave it.
No.
If I do this, will I get baraka there? Yes, I will do it.
No.
So what concerns you is what's going to earn you baraka.
And that becomes the compass.
And that becomes the compass with which you do everything.
No.
This thing I want to do, the parameter is just wait. Okay. Like people doing business, what's in it for me now?
Yeah.
What they do business?
Exactly.
Which one go do for us now? I think that we go just drive for fun.
Yes,
which we go get there.
Yes.
As you go drive that one, as you drive that one, now so you go drive everything you want to do.
Yes.
What's in there for there with me, God for what my Allah for me?
Mm.
Is there anything with Allah for me for this thing I won't do? If there's something with Allah, then don't do it.
No.
So that's Tarku Marayani. Living with that does not concern him. So that is what, the parameters which he is determine whatever he wants to do.
Thank you so much, Ustaz. In fact, I know that anyone listening would have really gained a lot around this topic, busy but feeling empty, where has the baraka gone? And from everything that we've discussed now, what it means there is that we have to search the touch on ourselves to be able to look at it that, okay, is there baraka in what I'm doing? How can I ensure that the baraka doesn't reduce?
Does it increase every day?
Yes.
Every day.
And from everything that you've told us now, we have to exhibit gratitude.
That is the greatest.
And contentment.
That is it.
In whatever we have.
You are correct.
And from that angle, things will continue to be enough for us and
sufficient.
And sufficient.
So when it is enough for you, you're able to, because it's not sufficient for it to be enough for you. Sufficient for you is to benefit others. The message of Allah says, "Khairun nas man yanfa'un nas." The best of man is one that benefits other men. And that's what a Muslim is. Whatever you do, you benefit other people. The message of Allah has not been sent to the world or the messengers to just for themselves.
Yeah.
They sent to benefit us, to increase us in knowledge, understand who Allah is, and we pass that to generations to come. So whatever knowledge you have that does not benefit other people, it has no baraka.
Subhanallah.
That's no baraka. Whatever wealth you have that does not benefit other people, it's no baraka. That's why Mr. Allah says, if you have a food for two people, one person, is sufficient for two.
No.
The food for two people is sufficient for three.
No.
Because there's a baraka.
No.
The moment you are two or three eating the same food, there will be baraka because you are happy.
No.
Ah, alhamdulillah, somebody is able to feed from my food.
Yes.
You feel happy.
No. And when it comes to the issue of being able to use what you have to benefit other people, you start from your family.
For your family, of course.
So even if it is not enough to go around,
you
are not at a point where you are now a philanthropist and you can now, but from the ones you do for your family members, your spouse, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, from there, you are able to ensure
baraka
that
lies
baraka
in your wealth.
Nah.
Let me tell you, baraka lies in your wealth if Allah blesses you. They ask Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Yes, Muhammad says they will ask you, yes, I look at mother Yom Fikun. They will ask you, Muhammad, how do we spend whatever Allah has given to us? I say, ma faktu minafakatin. If anything you want to khayri, whatever you want to spend from whatever good that you have hand with your hand, he said there are three categories. First of all, fali walidain. your wealth must benefit your ascendants, your parents. Then wal akrabin, then your family members, then the orphans, then it goes brothers, sisters. So the first one must benefit your wealth. Anybody that is rich and it does not reflect on his father and mother's alive, you have no baraka.
Subhanallah.
If you have wealth and your father and your mother and they are languishing in the village and you are using big cars around, there's no baraka in it. The first thing that is a baraka is that your father is well to do, your mother is well to do, they are well fed. Then after that comes your wife or your husband, then your children, not the other way around. But how do we do it now? How do we do it? When we make money, is my children school fees, my children school fees, my school fees. You only concern about your children. You neglect your wife. You neglect your parents. So, but the hierarchy is your parents, then your spouses, then your children, then your brothers, then your sisters, then your aunties, then your uncle, then your nephew, welfare, then your nieces, then it goes that, then your neighbors.
May Allah make it easy.
Then others, may Allah make it easy for us. So we need to understand this, so I will not be working effort in futility. So for you to get baraka, you're able to do that, there's a baraka in what you have. Not that showing, giving billions to people outside and your families are languishing, that's no baraka.
Thank you so much, sisters. Now, for someone listening right now and feels stuck in that cycle of being busy, distracted, and spiritually drained, what practical steps can they begin today to restore the baraka in their lives? Because I know we've been speaking about this topic from the angle of contentment, from the angle of gratitude, and some people will say, okay, fine, I am contented, I am grateful, but I still feel a bit stuck, I'm busy, I'm distracted, and there's this feeling of being spiritually drained. So what are the practical steps that you can, suggest that people can begin with today to restore baraka in their lives?
Alhamdulillah, the first thing that we want us to do to get baraka is first of all to understand that Allah is the one that gives. He's the one that gives and the one that increases. It's not only by your effort that you make anything. This is what Allah has given to you. First realize that. And that baraka comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I'm going to be partner, should I just give a short story? From the one book called Bidayat wa Nihaya, the beginning and the end, about 10 volumes, written by Imam Al-Kathir. It tells us a story about baraka. The story is very funny. It's about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He talks to Allah directly. And Allah listens to him and he replies to Allah. So there was a poor man and he came to Musa
alayhi salatu wasalam.
Two people came. Karun comes. Allah prayed to Allah for me to have wealth. Allah said, if I give him wealth, he's going to misuse it. He said, just give me and try me. He misused it. And that is that concerning. I told him again, go to Allah, tell Allah, I have only one bread, one loaf of bread, which is, this kind of sakara, that the Arabs eat, flat bread. What's one? I just only one that I get daily that I eat. It's not sufficient for me now. Tell God to give me more. To give me more. He goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Allah, your servant so and so and so person asked me to beg you to please increase his provisions. Because there's difference between risk and baraka. That's what I'm saying. There's difference between provisions and baraka. They are two different things. People confuse wealth, which is provisions, with baraka. Good health, good wife, good children, good businesses. People, that's just provisions. They are different from baraka. So people confuse the two. So he said, this provision I have is only one bread every day. Please give me. Tell him to increase for me. Musa went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told Allah, Allah said, Musa, go back and tell him that his qadar, his destiny is his destiny. What has been destined for him is only one loaf of bread per day. He can never increase.
Subhanallah.
That is his qadar.
Subhanallah.
Musa came back to this man. And he said, my friend, I'm sorry. God said, you can't have more than that. That's your portion. That's your portion. Musa expected him to frown up and everything.
How could that be?
Can't it be increased? He said, what do you say? My portion. Is it guaranteed? Said, Ghana, every day you get, I get it. Said, so happy. The man became what? Contented and happy with that. From that day that they said that was his portion, you know what happened? He could not finish it again.
Subhanallah.
You know, it's so that when people are happy, you're not hungry. Most of the time, when you are very, very happy, you don't finish much food.
Yes.
Because you are sure that one's coming tomorrow. It doesn't, you cannot finish it. Now, you start leaving the remaining aside. The remaining start putting aside. You just, after finishing, you just drop some. You finish. You will eat before. Well, after you finishing, you will not be satisfied. You still wants more. Now, because Allah has promised that it's only one he could not finish whatever he has. So we leave some aside.
And seeing the goodness in the fact that that one is guaranteed.
It's guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's contented with Allah's provisions. And he thanks Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for what you have given me. Alhamdulillah for, he keep on talking Allah for what has given him. Now what happened? He could not finish. One day, there was famine. And there was drought. There was no water. There was no rain. A man was actually raining his animal past him. And he said, I don't have any bush around to stay here. I'm even thirsty. He said, I have some leftover bread here if your animal can take it. Eh? You have this? He gave it to the man. The man collected it. And he said, you can give me this. I never imagined I can get this in my life. I can get, I give you this one sheep. Like that sheep.
Allahu Akbar.
The man gave me one sheep. After many, many years, the sheep started rearing it. It got one ram. They started producing, reproducing everything. The man started. After some time, the whole area became green. He had many houses, had many things. After many years, Musa came back. Musa was passing by the side. And he said, let me look at that old man that said, was only give one brother one day to ask him, how far are you going?
Yes.
Musa could not recognize the place again. He said, what happened? Where is this place? He said, the man goes to the man. Now said, I'm looking for one old man that was saying that had, he said, I'm the one. Why, you're looking younger and fresher? Only this is me.
Mashallah.
What happened? How come all this? He said, that bread that day was my provision. All this are the baraka.
Allahu Akbar Kabira.
All this are what?
Baraka.
By virtue of what? That is thanks Allah. That he was thanking Allah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And he was used to help people. He helped Allah with the excess he had. And look at what Allah said. In shakaritum, la azidannakum. When you show appreciation to me, when you show gratitude, I will increase for you. So he showed gratitude, Allah increased for him. By giving that man gave him return. And look at what that sheep has brought. And look at what Allah has transformed to. So
when you have baraka, multiplies.
You keep on multiplying. So if you want baraka in your wealth, first appreciate Allah who has given it to you. Two, appreciate him that I'm contented that you allow me, that's what you've given me. Put baraka in it for me, Allah. You want to ask Allah for thanking, I'll ask him to put baraka in what he has given you. Then you now keep on doing good to other people. You will see that you're going to have baraka. Then obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're worshipping Allah on time. Remember Allah, God says in Quran 2:233, was fisu ala salat, and keep on and guard on your prayer of salat. Do your salat every time, because the greatest appreciation you show Allah to Allah is salat. No matter how much people money you give to people, if you don't pray on time to Allah, you are not appreciating. That's what he wants from you.
Thank you so much.
Then you increase dhikr. Allah be dhikr la tatma'in al-qulub. Quran 2, Quran 13, ayah 28. Seek Allah means of livelihood. Allah means of livelihood. Drawn away from haram. When you take most of the time you halal, Allah will multiply for you. Then you also start your day early. Like Mr. has said, Barak fi ummati fi bukhurihim. Start everything day early. At a certain, then always make sure it's intention to be sincere. Have good intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intention to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always reduce your distractions. Don't allow this world to take away everything from you. Remember, whatever you have, no matter how limited, no matter how great it is, you are going to leave them behind one day. And you are going to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So doing all this once now, it becomes easy to, you know, get barakah from Allah. And more importantly, let us reduce the number of time and hour we spend with our phones. If we must use our phone, we use it to remember Allah. We look at good apps or there to time or to do azkar, to do dhikr, to be, you know, read about, you know, what's going to increase our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and avoid all this TikTok and all that kind of thing that distract our time and steal our time away. And more importantly, my brothers and sisters, do dua. Pray for baraka. Pray for baraka. Pray for baraka. Always pray for baraka in everything. If you do nikah, what will you say? Barakallahu lakuma, baraka alaykuma, wa jami bainakuma fi khair. If you do anything, Allah put baraka in this. That one, Allah put baraka in. That is why you see himself saying baraka every time. And his famous dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his famous prayer, Allahumma adina fi man adita wa afina fi man afita wa tawallana fi ma tawallit wa barik lana fi ma ataitana barik lana fi ma atait. Every time you say Allah, whatever you have given, put baraka in. Whatever you've given, everything, it is baraka that makes you to eat and get fulfilled and satisfied.
Thank
May Allah
so subhanahu wa ta'ala
make it easy for us.
Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Ustaz, thank you so much for your insights. We could keep going on and on.
Like
we could keep going on and
thank
on.
Allah for everything. It's not how much, but how well.
We thank
Allah so much. It's not how much money we have, it's not how much time we spend, but how well we're able to benefit. Whatever we have said that is good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is barakah. Whatever we have said that is not good enough, that is from Shaitan. We ask Allah to forgive us and our shortcomings.
Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Thank you so much, Ya Ustaz.
Alhamdulillah. You're welcome, my sister.
We've learned so much from you today. It's been such a thought-provoking conversation. I'm sure that both myself and even all the listeners, when we go back, we reflect on these conversations to be able to say, okay, well, is there baraka in my life right now? How can I increase the baraka in my life?
Inshallah.
With contentment, with dua, with good and righteous deeds, baraka is assured in our lives.
By touching other people's life, by thinking of your past conditions too.
So may we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his abundant blessings, showers his baraka on all our endeavors.
Amen.
Bidnillahi ta'ala. Thank you so much, our viewers. We thank our Sheikh particularly. We say Jazakum Allahu Khairan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Allahumma adina fi man hadaita, wa afina fi man afaita, wa tawallana fi ma tawallaita, wa barik lana fi ma ataitana, Allahumma barik lana fi ma ataitana, Allahumma barik lana fi ma ataitana, Allahumma kinna wa فأن الشر ما قضيت فإنك ربنا تكذي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يزيل من واليت ولا يعز من عليت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أقول ما أقول استغفر لكم من الغفور الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you so much, Ya Sheikh. To our listeners, to our callers, I'm told some people were trying to call in, but they were not able to reach us. Inshallah, we'll be here same time next week, Everyday Muslim, from 11 o'clock to 12 p.m. Thank you so much. For those who were able to call in, our Hajia, she called in last week as well. She called in this week as well. We appreciate you. Jazakum Allah Khairan. Thank you so much for listening. I remain your host, Latifa Oluwakemi Sadiq, a.k.a. Buttercup. Thank you for listening.
What's a buttercup?
Naam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Amen.
To sponsor this program, call the number 0816-480-7613.